Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible. Our subject today is how you can be sure that it's going to go well with you. I mean, isn't that the most important question everybody wants to know the answer to? How is life going to turn out? So take a look. Here's my title shot. And this is our subject, how to be sure, how to be absolutely sure it's going to go the right way for you. Is it going to go well for you or not? That's the question. Now, it was never comfortable to live with a question mark. Wouldn't you rather have an exclamation mark than a question mark? Wouldn't you like to know some things for sure and not be guessing at them, especially when it comes to your well-being and that of your family? So we're going to talk today about how to be sure that it's going to go well with you. But the first thing we really, before we get started, I want to suggest to you that there are different generations of people who have a general condition compared with another generation. So let's look at there seems to be only like two different generational types. So take a look at this with me. Only two generational types. Here's the scripture. And the people served the Lord. This is amazing. They served the Lord all the days of Joshua. And even after that, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua. And now watch this. These people who served the Lord, ready? They had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he had done in Israel. Now watch the difference in the next generation. And there arose another generation, a different group, age group. Well, watch this now. And there arose another generation after them, the ones that served the Lord. And here's the next generation. They knew not the Lord. Isn't that tragic? That this, can you imagine a generational transition from a people who once knew God and followed his ways, and then the next generation comes up after them and they don't know the Lord. In fact, the scripture says they not only don't know the Lord, but they don't know anything that he had done for their nation, for their country. Two distinctly different generations. And so, well, our subject today is how you can know for sure it can be well with you. It may be absolutely necessary for you to be out of step with your generation. And that would be true if they are a generation who does not know the Lord anymore, like the previous generation and that before them probably did. Well, the next question we need to ask ourselves then is, how do you know if it's going well with you? How can you tell whether it's going well with you or not? So here's my answer to it. Because if it's going well with you, then all the promises of God are coming true for you. Because this wonderful being of God wants only what's best for you. Let's look at some scripture. Because all the promises of God, because you might be asking yourself, how do I know the promises are for me? And which ones are for me? And which ones were for Israel or somebody else? Look at the scripture. It says, all the promises of God in him, that is in Christ, are yes and amen, which means so let it be, unto the glory of God by us. For all, look at this is quite amazing, that all, every single one of the promises of God is for you. How can that be true? You know, we know, for example, that there were promises made to Abraham, but do they apply to you? They applied to Abraham and and his children after him. But do they apply to you? That's the question. That's a good answer, good question. The answer is, Scripture says, if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs to the promises. So the promises made to Abraham are promises made to you as well. And it's true. Watch here now. There is no law against the promise of God. God forbid that there be any restraint from you receiving exactly what God has promised for you. Before we move on, let's look at another verse, though. This scripture is delightful. It says, according to the power, the divine power that's been given to us. Now watch this. Here's what God wants you to have. Look at it now. All the things that pertain unto life. Whoa. And to live your life in a godly way. And you're going to arrive at this through the knowledge of him that has called you to glory. Wow. He wants you to really be a somebody. Called you to glory and virtue. Next verse. How do we get this wonderful benefits from the Lord? So here's the answer. They are given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Now watch. That by these promises, you might become a partaker of the divine nature. And now watch this. And you will escape the corruption that is in the world through all of its lust. So, how to know it's going to go well with you? You can tell that because the promises of God are happening in your life. And you know, don't you, that God doesn't want anything bad for you ever. How do we know that? It's because God, you see, is love. God is love. He loves you. He chooses the best for you if you'll receive it. Let me give you an example, though, before we move on, about these promises of God. Let's take a look at one of them that's one of my favorites. Look at this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now watch this. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you living under the shadow of the Almighty? Because if you are, look at the next verse. You'll be able to say, God is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. So, God wants you living under his protection. But watch this now. This promise is for you. But it requires that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. So here's what we want to do. And I promise, people get after me because it takes too long, but I'm going to get to you as quickly as I can some really important truths. How can you know that it will go well with you? How can we know? So that's our subject. Hope you got some paper and pen together and get your notes, because here we go. The first ring is simply this. Things go well with those that fear God. Now, there was this deal going on. They wanted to kill the babies in Israel. Yep, they were in Egypt, and the Egyptian Pharaoh, can you imagine? Not a lot unlike today, is it? Wanted babies killed. So, he passed laws to kill the babies. If they were Israeli babies or Jewish babies, he wanted them dead. But only if they were males. Females, he didn't mind them being around, but he didn't want the males. So look at the scripture now. So there's this group of Egyptian ladies who are responsible. They are the midwives. But watch this. But the midwives feared God. Yeah. Now watch it. I want to go back up now. It came to pass because the midwives feared God that he made them houses. Woohoo. And Pharaoh charged all the people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. I just want the guys killed. I want you to kill the babies. But notice this, that God dealt well with the midwives. In fact, he provided them with housing. Now, the second way you can know things are going to go well for you is because you follow God's statutes and his instructions. Watch here. Now, know therefore this day, and look at this. Make sure you consider it in your heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, right? And upon the earth beneath. And there is no other God. There is none else. Look at this. There is none else. Thou shalt keep, therefore, his statutes and the commandments which I give thee this day. Now watch what happens. Watch here now. That if you keep the statutes and you keep the commandments of God, ooh, look at this. It will go well with thee. Now, what's important is for us to understand that God never gives instructions to our damage, to our hurt, but that things will go better for us. That's why you want to be careful not to resent the commands of God. Because, and I'll show you a couple of things about that in a minute, but let's go back to the text. That it may go well with thee. Now watch this. Because if we keep his commandments, it will go well with us. And look at this. And it will go with, and it'll go well not only with you, but with your children. Don't you care about that? I'll bet you do. And watch this. You'll be able to prolong the days upon the earth. That is, you're going to have better health than you're otherwise. Wow. By following God's statutes and his judgments, it will go well with you. And it will go well with your children. Now, I'd really like to jump to my next point, but before I do, I want to go to this 19th chapter of Psalms just for a moment, because I want you to catch a few things about the instructions that come from God. Watch here now, okay? Watch here. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That is, the laws of God are perfect. They're not too harsh. They're not too severe. They're not too lenient. They are precise. And what do? They affect the mind in a constructive way. They convert the soul. So you can think right, so you can feel right. So that's how important the law is. Look at the next one. And the testimony of the Lord, it's sure. And look at what it does for you. It makes wise simple. It will take you from being a simpleton to a smart person. Able to cope with everything in life because the testimonies of the Lord are sure. Look at this one now. The statutes. Puts them in print, formalizes. They are right, and they're so good that they will set your feet to dance and they rejoice to heart. And look at this. The commandment of the Lord is pure. Look at it. The commandment of the Lord is pure. Pure, I mean, it doesn't have any bad motives, other motives mixed in with it. It's pure. Now watch here. For the commandment of the Lord is pure and enlightens the eyes. It enables you to see accurately, to see straight. Whew. How can you navigate through life if you're just stumbling in the dark? Well, the commandments of the Lord, wow, they enlighten the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. We're going to come to that one in a moment. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments, that's the adjudications that God has on every subject, okay? They are true and they are right altogether. Not one of them is wrong, not even a shade of wrong, right? And watch this now. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than 24 karat gold, yea, than much fine gold. Look at this. And they're sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. And now watch this, because it will go well with you by following God's instructions, his testimonies, his statutes. Watch. By them is thy servant warned. Oh, isn't that a good idea? Don't you want to know what to look out for in your life? You want to know where the traps are in advance so that you and yours can avoid them. But watch this now. In keeping of them, there is great reward. It really is going to go well with you if you keep the commandments of the Lord. Number three. This one, you've probably heard it every Father's Day, every Mother's Day. And it's going to go well with you if you, watch this now, if you honor your father and your mother. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord has commanded thee. Now watch the results of that. That thy days may be prolonged. That's disease-free living, right? And that it may go well with thee in whatever land you're living in, whatever real estate you own, it's going to go well with you. Now watch. Because any son or daughter who does not honor their father or mother, and what does it mean to honor? It means to esteem and to value as precious. Any son or daughter who does not esteem their father and mother and value them as precious is indicating a condition that's going to cause them bad decisions in every other area of life. There's a dynamic. When we turn down the father and the mother who gave us 18 years of free room and board, put the clothes on our back, taught us the best they could, and we give them the finger, so to speak. It's indicative of a personal dynamic that will ruin the rest of your life. God says if you want to go well with you, make sure that you honor your father and your mother. And then, let's keep going on this, because I want you to get all of these. It will go well with you if you have a heart after God. So look at the scripture now. Go down here. Hear all that the Lord God shall say. By the way, are you listening to God? Who's the main voice in your life? That's a good question, isn't it? And look at this. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak. And tell us what God's saying to you. And look at what these people said. If you listen to God and tell us what he's saying, we will hear it and we will do it. All right, now watch. And the Lord heard the voice of that people. He heard the voice of your words. when you spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said, they said the right thing. You hear from God, tell us what to do, we'll do it. They've said the right thing. And look at the result. Oh, that there was such a heart in them, that they would fear me, keep all my commandments. That, and by the way, keep all the commandments, look at this. Always, it's not a part-time deal, right? That it might be well with them. Oh. And with their children. Wow. With the children forever. Oh, there were such a heart in them. A heart that's set in the direction of God to fear him, to keep his commandments. Because then it will go well with them, and it will, in fact, go well with their children. Now, another great instruction about how to make sure it's going to go well with you is by walking in the ways of the Lord. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or the left. Keep going straight into what the Lord says. You shall walk in the ways which your Lord hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and it will prolong your days. Again, back to disease feeling, because it isn't simply enough just to know what the Lord says. We have to walk in it. It's like God isn't interested in talk, but walk. Be careful that you don't just talky-talky and not walky-walky. We got to walk. You got to walk out what you say with your words. And if we do that, then it will go well for us. And then we learn also that it will also go well with you if you always do what is right. Thou shalt do that which is right and good. We've got to stop there for a moment, because there's a big issue. These days, everybody seems to have their own opinion of what is right versus what is wrong. What is good versus what is evil. And we have lost all solid standards universally for all of us. Everybody's got their own, quote, truth. Boy, you don't want to believe that one. Thou shalt do what is right and good. How would you know what that is? So let's look at the scripture again. If you'll do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord, God is the one who knows. He's so smart. Look at this now. And if we do that which is good in the sight of the Lord. See, there was a day when everybody did what was right in their own eyes. Isn't that the culture of our day? But if we'll do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, what's going to happen? It's going to be well with thee. I mean, it's going to happen for your good. Now, I can't just pass up on this. I've got to spend this moment with you because you are so important. One scripture says, woe, watch out, alarm, woe unto them that put good for evil and evil for good. Bitter for sweet, sweet for light for darkness and darkness for light. Now, watch out because you're in the midst of a culture that it's pretty confused about what's right and what's wrong. And they'll call something that's wrong right. They'll pass laws approving something that is totally wrong. And now, because they pass a law, they think it's okay now. Only God is capable of setting the standards. Why would we think that his standards are right? The answer is because he loves you. Never going to lead you astray. He's going to prevent you from going wrong and guide you in that which is right, that it will be well with you. That it will be well with you. By always doing what's right. Let's take a look at another verse. Observe and hear all these words which I've commanded thee. This is God speaking. Look at this now. That it may go well with thee. And look at, and with thy children after thee. And how long will it last? Forever. Watch this now. How do you get this going well with you? Watch it. It'll happen when thou dost that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. There can be no other way. But let's keep moving. It will go well with you if you're careful what you eat. There are certain things thou shalt not eat that it may go well with thee. And with thy children, because what you eat, your children are probably going to eat, right? Now watch, because the verse ends with another repeat. Thou shalt not eat certain things, that it may go well with thee, and with your children, after thee, when thou do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Be careful what you eat. Watch out for your nutrition, because it's part of what helps you to go well. And then here's an interesting one from Scripture. By insisting on justice. Well, if someone has done wrong, legally wrong, thine eye shall not pity him. But thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it might go well with thee. It will not go well with a culture that does away with justice. Equal justice for all. Start damaging our view of justice and holding people accountable, or vice versa, prosecuting them for where there is no guilt. When we violate the law, it will not go well with us as a culture. So that's another one we certainly must learn. Now, here's another tip from the Scripture. It will go well with you by earning your own way in life. You owe no man anything. You've done the deed. You've paid your own bills. Okay, look at what the Scripture says: Thou shalt eat the labor of thy Thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. And look at two things happen when you earn your own keep. You'll be happy, and it will go well with you. My goodness, isn't that exciting? By being profitable, by putting life together, by discovering your gifting that leads to good places in industry or in business. It will go well with thee if you insist on governmental fairness. That's at all levels, but this is about a city. When it goes well with people who do right, look what happens. The city rejoices. And when the wicked perished, everybody says, yeah, get rid of them. By insisting on governmental fairness, it goes well with those who will do right. Look at this now. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. That's true of the county. That's true of the state. That's true of the nation. the province. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Watch out, because these are days when all of us are very government sensitive, and if you want to go well with you, then you have to be on the right side of the government. You have to have government going the right way, and that's what makes it go well with you as well. Now, there's another rule that we must not miss, and it's this one, that it will go well with you if you because you will reap what you sow. Remember that scripture. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever man sows, he reaps. You sow good, you get good back. You sow evil, you get evil back. Look at this scripture, though, with me. And it says, "Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." Woe. "Say unto the righteous," look at it, "shall not be well with him. For they shall eat the fruit of their own doings." They do evil, and it will not go well with them. And they will reap the consequences of the very evil that they perpetuate. Look at this. "So woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. For the reward of his hands shall be given him." My goodness sakes. The fact is, we reap what we sow. As a culture, as a family, as a parent, as a person, be really careful. You can't, like one guy said, he prayed for, he sowed wide oats and prayed for a crop failure. doesn't work. It won't go well with them. And then it goes well with us because of the personal intervention of God. The Lord says, "It shall be well with thy remnant," all your relatives, family. And he says, "I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well," look at this now, "even in the time of evil and in the time when there's the culture is under evil and under affliction, and God says, I'm going to stop the evildoers so they don't do the evil to you. I'm going to surround you. I'm going to like build a wall around you. It's going to be like, you're going to be okay." You see, when you walk with God, God walks with you. He's on your side, and he has committed himself to those that follow him, to take up arms against your enemies and to prevent them from damaging you. Now, this is another really important one. It goes well with us if we watch out for the poor and the needy. "Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice?" And because he did this, and then it was well with him. Why? Look at this. It's talking about food and drink. "And he made good adjudications and he did what was just, and it was well with him." Look at this now. "He judged the cause of the poor and the needy." Watch. Don't miss what the intelligence monitor is showing it right now. Watch this now. "He judged the cause of the poor and needy, and then it was well with him." Was this not known to me, saith the Lord? Now watch this next verse, because there's a connection between us and God, if we connect with the poor. Look at what it says. "He that hath pity on the poor lends to the Lord." Whoa. Because the Lord made the rich and the poor. Watch now. "And that which he has given the poor man, will he, God, repay him back again? This is startlingly wonderful. I was contemplating this, thinking about the chances that some of you will be viewing this teaching. And I began to consider the poor. And I concluded that the poor are not just those who, this is just not an indication of their financial condition. There are people who are poor in spirit. There are people who are poor in education, poor in business, poor in, certainly in economy. Poor in so many different ways. If we treat them properly, God promises it will go well. It will go well. Okay, now for my last point, I'll bet you're happy about that, right? It goes well with us if we always tell the truth. Whether the truth is good news or bad news, is telling the truth is really important. The truth is important. That's why our website is called nothingbutthetruth.org. Look at this now. So the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us. If we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send us to thee, right? Whether it be good or whether it be evil, watch now, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee. Now watch this. Little bit of a typo here, but that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Telling the truth, whether it's good or bad. Now, be careful, because we represent the Lord in this, and he says if we do this, it will be well with us. When you have to tell the truth that's bad to people, you certainly want to tell it in a good way. That does not leave room for wrath and judgment and mockery and finger pointing. That's in condemnation? No. The truth must always be spoken in love. Now, thank you for spending these moments with me, because of all the things I could wish for you, it would be this. That it will be well with you. So make sure you review these comments and discover how to be sure it will be well with you.